Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. A very lovely, great morning to whoever you are. Thank you for joining us this Wednesday morning. I'm Sheriff Quadri. We are on to the last 1 hour of the show today. And it's Wednesday, and you know that we always begin with game shows on Wednesday, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Starting next week, we'll be playing some set of new games on our shows, and these games will be so interesting that you'll love them. We have different games for different categories of people. These games will see to test your knowledge of some things. They will also see to test your knowledge, your brain as well. Some will test your love for Nigeria Info. No, I'm not kidding. That's what we should expect. Yeah? Thank you. But for today, let's quickly do... let's kick off the game that we'll later come back to at the end of the show, and that is Treasure Hunt. For all the hunters, let's go. What you're looking for right now today is a picture of the number 11 somewhere on the Nigeria Info Mobile app. Olamide, I don't know what's wrong with you. You say somebody should go and look for number 11. Anyways, that's what Olamide said you should go and look for. Go and look for number 11 on the Nigeria Info Mobile app. The first person to complete the entire process wins 5K on the show today. Best of luck to you. Now, I'm going to quickly get on with our conversation today. Tomorrow is World Heart Day. And we brought this conversation forward because of the importance of that particular day. Let's have you know that, there are a couple of things that people will tell you about your heart. Did you know that your heart is the size of your fist and the strongest muscle in your body? Are you aware of that? I mean, it started beating about 3 weeks after you were conceived. Did you know that? Did you also know that if you live to be 70, it will have beaten 2.5 billion times? If you're 70 years old, your heart would have beaten 2.5 billion times. Now I want to be 140. So my heart can beat like 5 billion times. That will be very, very lovely. Yeah. Okay. So according to World Heart Federation.org, one in every five people will develop heart failure in their lifetimes. There are estimated 11.7 million cases of undiagnosed heart failure globally. Now, according to WHO and the World Heart Federation, at least 80% of premature deaths from the heart disease and stroke could be avoided if the main risk factors, which are tobacco, unhealthy diet, and physical inactivity, are controlled. This morning, I'll be speaking with my guest, who is joining us via Zoom this morning. You can watch on Facebook and on YouTube. Cynthia Egbai will be joining us any moment now. Cynthia is here finally. Cynthia, hi, good morning to you. I thought I couldn't see you in a bit.
Good morning, Sharif.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Cynthia Egbai is administrator, practice manager at Healthcare Healthy Heart Foundation. Yeah, Healthy Heart Foundation. Cynthia, let's start with the numbers you have at Healthy Heart Foundation concerning the cases of heart problems in Nigeria in particular. As a matter of fact, let's start with what Healthy Heart Foundation does, your activities and the rest of them. Let's start from there.
Okay, so I am the practice manager at First Cardiology Consultants and also the administrator for the Healthy Heart Foundation. Now, the Healthy Heart Foundation was birthed out of the necessity we see managing patients at First Cardiology Consultants. So the Healthy Heart Foundation is a separate unit, a foundation in its own right. We tend to manage patients, indigent patients, patients that cannot afford the services that are required, cardiac services that they require. We see a lot of these patients, pediatric cases, adult cases. They're referred to us. My bosses here, Dr. Yemi Johnson and Professor Kofo Oguyake, they've been managing patients over 10, 12 years here in Nigeria. And we see these patients come in. They have the ability to help, but the financial implications usually just make it almost impossible. So that's how the Healthy Heart came about. So we're all about assisting us, giving back to the society, the community, to humanity, managing patients that cannot afford these services. And whilst doing that, obviously, to ensure that we maintain sustainability, we have a training going on with the clinicians that participate on the cases that we do. So we do local trainings as well to ensure that we keep the information and the trainings and the work here in the country.
Let's talk about the numbers that you have as regards prevalence of people coming in to first cardiology with heart problems. How prevalent is this, especially in children? Maybe we can talk about adults. We know that most adults would definitely have this anyways. But for children, I mean, what are the numbers?
Funny thing is, it's more prevalent in children. I have more numbers in children than adults. So in the past year, Healthy Heart has been doing cases. We've had three missions through 2021 into 2022. And in that period, we have been able to cater to 50 patients. Now, when I say 50 patients, we had over 200 that showed up with cases or requiring such care, and most of them being children. Mm. So the numbers are huge, I would say. I wouldn't want to put an actual figure to it because now we're talking just particular areas. This is partly the reason why we're trying to reach out and share awareness, because the number of cases that we've seen have come from, yes, some of them from the north, but the information is not as widespread as we would want. So we want it out there to say we are available. We would want to review your cases and see how to assist.
From what you have observed with a trend, what would you say could be largely responsible for heart issues that we have in this part, from what you've observed at First Cardiology?
Well, I'm not a doctor, so I wouldn't want to speak specifically to that. But I would say while conversing with patients, it's the lifestyle, really. Lifestyle and what we eat. We have a lot of cholesterol in the food. On the northern part, like you know, they have the masa, mosa, and all of those things. So the lifestyle, the smoking and drinking, all of those things usually aggregate into that.
Let's talk about Healthy Heart Foundation and your activities. Trust me, Cynthia, you and I know that having access to even go and treat malaria or typhoid, you're going to have to pay a lot, especially in this part of the world where we pay out of pocket, you know, for health services, let alone cardiac issues, heart issues. I mean, come on. How have you been able to pull this off since you started? That can't be a joke.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. So the idea of the Healthy Heart came up in 2019. And that came up because prior to that, my bosses, Dr. Yemi Johnson and Professor Kofo Oguyake, they had been receiving these patients and managing them on their own. So they would usually reach out to a couple of friends to say, oh, we have this patient that needs such care. And within themselves, privately, they would put up the funds to be able to care for the patients. Mm. But at large, obviously, we keep seeing such patients, and if we turn them away, there's nowhere else they would get the service. So the call is that they want to be able to do these things. So reaching out to friends, reaching out to corporate organizations, gradually we started sending out notes. And in the first year, 2021, I must say, we had quite a lot of pull. First Cardiology is known for the work that they do, so some level of competence there. Yeah. We got a lot of responses, people reaching back to us to say, yes, go ahead and do this. And we've been able to service, like I said, over about 50 patients since then. We also partnered with another organization. It's a foundation in the U.S. They're called the VOM Foundation. Okay. They're a group of medical professionals, so they come down to Nigeria and all other third world countries to give their expertise. So surgeons, nurses, the skills, basically. So when we have partnerships like that, we are able to reduce the cost because they are doing this as their own foundation, giving back. And while doing that, they're training our guys here so that we can keep up and keep doing these procedures even when they're not here.
Great.
So partnerships like this and collaborations like this make it possible for us to keep doing the work that we do.
What are those challenges that you faced in the course of caring for people with heart conditions? I mean, we've talked about funding and partnerships. I mean, those are great stuff. The funding thing cannot be overemphasized, as a matter of fact. But aside funding, what are those other challenges that Healthy Hearts Foundation, you know, has faced or is facing?
So we, one thing I'll mention is the supplies of the consumables. We here, we do not produce any of these consumables. So we usually have to reach out and have them delivered or supplied. And we have had such a terrible time getting them delivered to us. The Boom Foundation had, in the December mission, we had a couple of their, they had a couple of their luggage seized at the airport. And it's situations like this. You have these supplies donated by companies in the US that would help patients here.
Right.
And then the arrangement in the country just makes it impossible for us to get more food. So we don't produce any of those things, and getting the supplies in is a problem. Hmm. So that's one issue that we're definitely facing.
Hmm. Indeed. How about area of funding? I know we've mentioned that, and in the area that you mentioned was the fact that at the early stages, the founders had to come together and even look into their own circle of friends to be able to raise funds. How about now? Is that still ongoing, or how do you really get around that? Because that's really expensive.
Right now we're still pushing with that. We're sending out letters. We're getting better receptions from corporates. Unfortunately in the country, it's a case of you set up an organization like this. Individuals want to know that you're not just amassing funds and just putting in your own pockets, that you're actually doing exactly what you say you're receiving these funds for. So ensuring that we keep paper, the pages open and show exactly how far we've come, who we've serviced, is very key. The patients that we have, there's also the stigma for them, because some of them don't usually want to even give a testimonial to say that, oh, they've gone through this. So we struggle with that as well. But we keep up just sending out information as frequent as we can. We've sent out messages to corporates. The government at this time is dealing with all the back and forth with the political thing. So we're just facing it as it goes.
Tell me about your collaboration with the government, because I need to pivot into this right now, because what you do cannot be downplayed in taking care of others who couldn't afford healthcare, especially when it comes to the matters of the heart. Have you in any way collaborated with either the state government or state government agencies or federal government agencies? Has there been any case like that? And what's the experience, if there have been?
Not at this time. No, we haven't. There has been communications about likelihood to do a pediatric setup, but nothing finalized at the time. So no, not at this time. We haven't collaborated. What we've done is collaborated with more private institutes. We did a couple of cases at Abwad, multi-specialist hospital in Ado-Ekiti.
Yeah.
So we partnered with them and had two cases done there. So it's just been more private setup as of right now.
Let's talk about the event tomorrow. Tell us about that.
Yes. So the event tomorrow is just like a showcase of the care, the services we've been given. Like I said, we've been fully operational for a year. We had our first mission in September of last year, and we've had three missions since then. We had a mission in September. We had another mission in December. And we had a mission in May of this year. The idea is that we keep doing this, not just as missions. We want to be able to do 2-3 cases a week. and grow from there. When I say missions, we collaborate with the Boom Foundation or larger missions that come with their own expertise. So we're able to do a multitude of patients. But we, the Healthy Heart Foundation, we want to keep this ongoing on a weekly basis. So the event tomorrow is actually a fundraiser, first fundraiser event. We will be showcasing the patients' testimonials and all of that that we've received since inception, since we started last year, September. And then we'll be asking individuals to please send in the funds. Nothing is too small. It'll just make a tiny, a mighty ocean. So we're happy to receive as it comes.
Well, is this an event happening here in Lagos? And where in Lagos?
The event is happening here in Lagos. I would share once we get up, I will share with you. It's on the link. We have a YouTube link.
Okay.
So we'll be sharing that with you to share with the public. Yeah. So you can join us on the YouTube link and we'll be back and forth.
Is this going to be a hybrid event, physical and virtual at the same time, or is it just going to be virtual?
It's going to be virtual.
Okay. Fantastic. Let's open up the phone line, speak with a couple of people. If they've got questions for you, Cynthia, we'll take their questions. If they don't, I would continue with my own because I still have some questions to ask as regards the event for tomorrow. 0700-993-993-993 is our studio line. I have Cynthia Egbai here from Healthy Heart Foundation. And we're talking about, you know, how the foundation has been able to help people with heart problems and heart conditions on their own, alongside, you know, well-wishers, good-spirited people who've been able to part with their resources to making sure that people's lives are saved, people's hearts are put back in shape. And personally, I like hearing these sort of stories because it shows that we still have people who care about others. We still have people who are selfless in our midst. And when we get to interact with them, when we have the chance to interact with them, we embrace all this opportunity to bring them forward to you so that you can know that there are people who are doing great stuff, you know, out there. Right. So I'm going to head to the telephone now, take a few calls and take your questions and your thoughts and before we move on. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Lemo is my name.
You're welcome.
Yeah, listening to your program, especially with visitor in the studio with you.
Yes, please.
And I have a problem. How to pick up? I don't have my telephone. They don't have online because of Nigerian factors.
Okay.
You know, so how do I reach out to her?
Okay, I would ask her the question, then you can just listen up so you can write it down, okay?
Okay,
all right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening, appreciate it. Cynthia, the caller was asking how he or she will be able to reach you because he or she is dealing with some heart issues. But before you respond to that, we need to take this break. When we return from this break, Lagos would continue. Stay here with us. We'll be back. The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 8:45. The time from our studios here. We're live on Temiyan Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. I am Sheriff Quadri. We're discussing your healthy heart. I have the administrator, Healthy Heart Foundation, Cynthia Egbai, on the show this morning. We'll be discussing the operational activities of the foundation, the help that they've been able to render since they started last year. About 50 people, she said, and that to me is just too great to start mentioning. And and Cynthia is still here on the show. Cynthia, again, thank you for finding time to join us on the show this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So quickly, let's go on, take a few calls, because I would love for us to touch on a few other areas this morning. But for those, I'm seeing messages of people, you know, asking questions as regards, you know, their signs that they're feeling in their heart and all. What I would tell you is that go and see a doctor. talk to your GP. Your GP would refer you to the specialist, the cardiologist, and you can take it up from there, okay? Please go and see your doctor. Do not take this for granted. Do not wait till we bring somebody on the radio before you can take care of yourself. We get that a lot. Please go and see your doctor. 0700-993-993-993. Let's take this call. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Is that Inspiration FM?
No, it's Nigeria Info.
No, I'm not talking about
you. Okay, thank you for calling. Appreciate it. So, Cynthia, let's talk about the fundraising and what plans are on. I am particularly interested in... I'm particularly interested in donation. The event is tomorrow, but then how about post-event? How can people contribute? There are people, there are good people who would like to join the crusade of Healthy Hearts Foundation and help others by contributing their quota. How can people donate?
Okay, so what we have set up is information. We have information posted on all our sites. So on the social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Facebook and LinkedIn, we are at Healthy Heart 360. On the website, we are www.thehealthyheartfoundation.org. And then we have a number. So on all these portals, right, we have posted information on our account and how you can go about donating. Also, on those portals, you can make requests, give us information on your care or if you would require care, and then we can share with you what the steps are going forward.
So in a bit, you're saying that for those who asked earlier about how they can reach you via those platforms that you mentioned now.
Yes, you can go on our Instagram portals, on our Facebook portals. We have reps on there that pull the information and send to the hospital. On Instagram, on the social media platforms, we are at HealthyHeart360. Our website also has a portal there where you put in information and we'll pull it out and respond.
Okay.
So on the website, we are www.thehealthyheartfoundation.org. We have an email address as well, hhf@firstcardiology.org. And our mobile number, you can reach us on 0809-444-360. So that's 0809-444-360. So if you send a message or you put through a call, we would respond and just let you know how to go about.
Okay.
Either donating or helping you.
You said, I didn't get that part. You said?
I said, if you put through a call, send a message on any of these portals, we'll let you know how to go ahead making donations or assisting you as a patient, if you're a patient.
All right. Let's get back to the telephone and talk some more with some people. Good morning to you.
Good morning, please.
Good morning to you.
Yes, I'm on to Sherry.
Yes, you're live on the radio.
Good morning, Sherry. How
yes,
are you doing?
Doing okay.
You have almost just our time on your commercial. So, Cynthia there, please.
Sorry, yeah. Sorry.
She's still there?
Yeah, yes, yes, Cynthia is here.
Yes, I would like to speak to her because I'm Mr. Michael.
Okay.
I am living with a heart condition and presently with a pacemaker. So, I want to speak to her and maybe get some advice because I'm billed to get an upgrade.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. So,
okay. She called out a number earlier. Did you get the number?
No, please. Okay. I'm not on radio. Right. I just left so that you can hear me clearly because when I'm close to the radio, it will be difficult for me to do that.
Oh, okay. I don't know how we want to. Okay, Cynthia, can you call the number again now that he's here?
Yes, so you can reach us on 0809. Can you hear me, sir? Can you hear me, sir?
Mr. Stephen, can you hear Cynthia?
Sheriff.
Can you hear Cynthia?
Yeah. Can she call the number?
Yes, she's about to do that.
Yes. Okay, so the number is 0809.
Hello?
4444-360.
Hello?
Mrs. Sivin, did you hear what Cynthia called? Did you hear the number?
No, I didn't.
Okay, let her call it again.
Can you hear me now, sir?
Can you hear Cynthia now? You can't hear her.
I can't hear her, yes.
Oh, okay. You know what, Cynthia, call the number. I would repeat and so he can get it from me.
Okay, so the number is
0809 0809 444 444 4 4 4 4 3 6 0 3 6 0 that's 0809 44 44 3 6 0.
Exactly.
Did you get that?
0809 44
Yes. 380. No. I didn't say 380. 0809. What did you type, Mr. Simon? What did you type?
Sheriff.
What did you type?
Sheriff.
What have you typed?
I got it wrong now. Can you call it again, please?
Oh, Mr. Simon, we're wasting valuable time now. 0809.
0809.
4444.
Okay.
Four in four places.
Yes.
Then 360.
360.
Yes, that's
360.
It.
Zero. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Cynthia, we're going to have to leave you here this morning. Thank you so much. And I wish Healthy Heart Foundation a very successful outing tomorrow. And have a very fantastic day ahead, Cynthia.
Thank you so much, Sharice. Thank you for having me.
Lagos, that's our show this morning on the Morning Crossfire. Tomorrow at 8 o'clock. We'll bring you the second part of the conversation that we had last week on how you can know when your child is having speech delay, at what age, the milestones and everything. We couldn't take much of your questions last week, so we'll be taking those your questions this week. Maybe me, I'll just ask one or two questions and that will be it. Temitope Amodu of the Federal New Psychiatric Hospital, Yaba, will be joining us live in the studio tomorrow. Now for the treasure hunt, Michael Akinleye, congratulations to you. You're the first to complete the entire process of the hunt. This morning you've won 5,000 Naira. Michael Akinleye, that's your name. Congratulations. You can play treasure hunt again on the WhatsApp Lagos, Sunnyside and Hard Tracks. Okay, best of luck to the rest the guys. I'm Sheriff Quadri. You can track me on social media. Twitter is at Sheriff Quadri. Instagram is Sheriff Quadri. Facebook page is Sheriff Quadri. I'll see you tomorrow at 5. Good morning to you.